News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Revenue should deduct child maintenance payments from parents who refuse to support their children. That's the view of our next guest, Lynn Ruan, the Independent Senator. Lynn, you're introducing this bill in the Oireachtas today. Why are you calling for this?
Hiya, Shane. We're not introducing it today, but it is obviously, it's coming up and it's about to be proposed on the order paper very soon. So this is a bill that we have been looking at for a number of years. There's been calls for a long time to have like an independent maintenance agency. So currently in Ireland, what happens is you have to go to court. If there's not like a healthy relationship or a collegial relationship between the two parents where they, you know, they get on and the maintenance is paid, well, then they're, in most cases, but obviously there is men as well, it's forced into the courts. And even receiving that court letter in the door creates kind of a further adversarial relationship between two parents who are trying to co-parent, or, you know, the father or the mother might have access. And obviously there's usually one main caring parent. So over the years in the research on this, we found that it was very difficult to set up the standalone maintenance agency because it was very difficult to figure out where it sat. Was it justice? Was it social protection? So for the last number of years, we've been doing much more international research, and I was kind of really taken by the New Zealand model, which is also a common law country and has a similar kind of makeup as us in terms of societal and or some other social factors. So in their equivalent of Irish Revenue, this is how they do it. So the parents would apply voluntarily to Revenue. So we've spent the last couple of years now actually building the calculation tool, and the calculation tool takes in a number of things such as the amount of care that the parents provide between them, you know, other children that they may have, and it's more of a voluntary system. So one parent applies to Revenue, and you know, a number of scenarios that are probably too complex to get into in a couple of minutes. You know, somebody could refuse.
I was going to ask you that. Yeah. I mean, it's a great idea, but if you're the kind of man who isn't paying your maintenance, are you the kind of man who's going to voluntarily sign up to this?
Yeah, so you're probably not. So like, there's probably two or three scenarios we're exploring where it's like, well, what happens in this scenario? So that's why Revenue for me is such an important place to be able to actually place this system, because then you could be looking at the last 3 years of that person's. So you would actually then get a mandatory amount set based on Revenue already having access to so much of your data and your employment data and your PAYE and your PRSI. So it's probably in the benefit of the other parent to actually submit, because then you could be left with a calculation being made that you didn't input to, and it's based on the data that Revenue already has.
A bit of stick, yeah. A bit of stick as well as carrot.
Yeah, always. <Yeah. laughs>
Good. How widespread is this problem in your view?
Oh, it's huge, and it comes obviously across the board, because obviously the social welfare recipients that might not fall into Revenue, and we're currently working out how those two systems then interact together. But it's really bad, and there's so many. It's actually, for me, this is an anti-child poverty measure.
Yeah.
Because especially at the social welfare level, you know, women, especially women, don't want to go into court all the time. They don't want to. There's no way to uphold the other parent actually paying the maintenance. And this can be really detrimental to the lives of one parent families, especially because they might be given an order by a judge, and the judge might say that the other parent has to pay, say, €40, just as a figure, a week. But that parent then, there's nothing that forces that parent to pay that. But because that's an official court order, then that woman's lone parents, rent supplement, maybe her HAP or any other state support she's on gets means tested on a figure that she's not even receiving from the other parent. And for her to pursue that, she'd have to keep going back to court and keep going back to court. And she's already at home, obviously, yeah, giving the primary care to children. And it wears you out, you know, the energy
it does.
Wears
and
you
I
out.
I presume probably yeah, not great for the kids as well to
no,
see
ma-
the two parents
studies.
In court.
There's some studies in the UK that show that when you remove the stress of financial conversations between parents who are parenting separately, that it actually has a very positive relationship on the children. Yeah.
Final question. Are you hopeful that you will get support for
I'm very
this bill?
Hopeful, Shane, we have been in discussions with the Women's Caucus, who are very interested in doing this as a cross-party piece. So we've presented where we're at now with the bill. Like I said, it was very complex to write a bill, so we had to kind of get it to a point where I could adequately explain it to the caucus, and the caucus will be taking the bill on as their first piece of legislation to bring through the House as a cross-party, independent parties, everything. So it will be the Women's Caucus.
Okay. To
bring it in. I think that gives it huge... It gives me huge confidence that it will get to where it needs to go.
Okay, absolutely. Best of luck with that. Listen, just before I let you go, you probably won't be aware, we've done a survey here on News Talk. 9 out of 10. It's a pretty widespread survey. Over 2,500 women. What about their issues about walking home on their own after yes. dark? 9 in 10 women we found in the survey felt uncomfortable walking home after dark. 13% say they'd been attacked. 60%. Saying they've been verbally harassed. I'm guessing this probably doesn't come as a huge surprise to you.
No, it doesn't. And I think what always comes as a surprise to me, Shane, is that as a woman, when you live so long with that, so say with someone verbally saying stuff to you, or somebody kind of, you know, it's like you become so used to it that you get used to walking home with the fear that you don't even realize that you're in fear anymore. You know, when someone would ask me, are you frightened walking home on your own? I'd be like, no. But when I think about it, I am, because I usually text home to say I'll be yeah. home in 5 minutes. You know, it's like you automatically in this autopilot system put in precautions for yourself so people know where you are and where you're going home. And you do it so naturally now that you don't even realize you're doing it in a protective way, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It doesn't surprise me.
I think
me at
a
all.
Lot of women
yeah.
would be able to identify with that. Lynn, good to talk to you. Senator Lynn Ruane there. Thanks indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.